Okay, what we have so far is that Olam Haba is the survival of the non-material part of the person, namely the neshama. Okay? But we'd like to try to understand what is the experience of the person that that goes to Olam Haba. Okay? Now, the Rambam has 4 points on this. Based on that the soul is non-physical, okay, and the place that it goes must be non-physical, so he comes to 4 conclusions. The purpose, the nature of the soul is that it has logic. That's the nature of the soul, that it has logic. Now, since it has logic, so the enjoyment that the soul must get is some pleasure of knowledge. Okay? It is probably a very great pleasure for the soul. But the word pleasure is only a metaphor. Okay? So that's the first thing that we know about the experience of Olam Haba, okay? That it enjoys ideas. The second idea is that we cannot compare it to anything in the physical world. Because since you don't have your physical body, so you can't experience, so there's no experience that we can have in the physical world that is equal, that you can compare to the non-physical. That's why when I said the word pleasure, I said it's only a metaphor, because the thing is, the pleasure is really the physical. So, but that's the only word I could use. I do not know anything about, I can't compare it to anything that I know. Okay? So, therefore, that is the experience of so far. That's what we know about Olam Haba. The third thing he says, as a result of that, since we can't experience this great pleasure that the soul receives, so therefore we think that the physical world is the greatest pleasure. Okay, since the physical world is the greatest pleasure, so therefore we indulge in the physical instead of getting into the world of ideas. So as a result of that, because we put all our energy into the physical, so the fourth idea is that we forfeit our place in the world to come. Because unless you're a thinker, a person that is a thinker, so recognizes that the world of ideas is important. But otherwise, people that don't see the world of ideas, that don't get into it, and you see most people don't. So therefore, it's because of their attachment to the physical world that they cannot understand it. So therefore, they indulge in the physical, and therefore they forfeit their place in the world to come.